At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Yeah. This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, everybody, welcome into a Friday edition of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. If you don't know, you need to know. Here's what you need to know. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days a week, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, the Adam Carriker Show is live here in studio, 93.7 The Ticket, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I have a whole lot of fun in the process. Today is absolutely loaded. We've got to get going. We've got two interviews. Philip Bland, I hadn't spoken with him, ladies and gentlemen, in 22 years since he was done playing at Nebraska. I just spoke with him on the phone for 20 minutes. He's going to join us at 12:25. Then Michael Sevier is going to join us at 12:45. This man has been setting the airwaves ablaze, talking about Marcus Satterfield. Maybe they haven't allocated how they spent their money the best on certain position coaches. And he believes he knows how to help Nebraska football. I can't wait for those two interviews. Uber excited for those. To start off the top, oh man, we got Nebraska recruiting, we got UCLA, Nebraska, we got Penn State, Ohio State, Ryan Day under pressure. The answer is yes. But before we get to that, we want to give away some stuff. Jake, what do you got?
Yeah, we've got 8 total tickets to give away. So 4 2-packs now for the Husker Huddle at the Apothecary, tough word to say, today at 4:30. Doors open at 4, last till 5:30. So if you can go, and if you want to bring along a buddy, a companion, whoever, go ahead and text in 402-464-5685. The first four people to text in Adam Carriker's number in college. You went through a few different numbers in the pros, didn't you?
No, just two. Just not two. A few. Just
well,
two.
That's okay. Yeah. Just but one in college, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Adam Carriker's number in college. And the first four will get two tickets to Husker Huddle today. Jason Peter, Jay Foreman, Rashawn Jackson, Terrell Farley, all set to be there later today.
That's technically not true. I actually had two numbers in college. Very few people know this. I was actually 71 for a day.
Oh, really?
Because my favorite number growing up was 17. Baseball, basketball, all the way through up. As most people know, I was a quarterback through high school, so 17 was a very acceptable number. I get here, can't be 17 as a D end. And then there were a lot of numbers were taken, and I really didn't want anything else. So I was like, you know what? I got the ingenious, stupid idea. Let's flip the numbers, and I'll be 71 for a day, which is like a bad offensive lineman number. I hated every second of it. I think all we did was testing, like the 300-yard shuttle, 40-yard dash, 20-yard agility. And I never wore it again. I went to the equipment manager. I said, Mr. Terry J, help me out. He said, I got 90. It's all I got. Sweet. So it worked out for the next 4.5 years. So it isn't. give away the answer.
Yeah, you did.
But
that's right.
It is not 71 nor 17. And if you were listening, you now know the answer to the question. Text it in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, first off, happy birthday. Shout out to my daughter, Trinity. She's getting to skip school today. And if you have an issue with that, she has a 4.0. And the lowest grade she has is actually a 98%. So when she's like, Dad and Mom, I don't want to go to school today. I looked at the report card and I said, well, I hardly ever miss school and mine didn't look this good. So I'm okay with it. And so was Mom. So happy birthday to Trinity. All right. We are going to talk Nebraska, UCLA, Ohio State, Penn State, things of that nature. Let's start off the top. Big recruiting weekend for Nebraska. Big visit list this Saturday. We got 4 3 stars in, 4 4 stars in, including running back Tyson Robinson. No, not Ty Robinson. Tyson Robinson, offensive lineman Mitchell Smith, 4-star DL Juju Marks. All right, tight end Chase Lofton, 5-star Booby Feaster. Okay, Feaster and Robinson are 2027 recruits. All right, 2026 is when you're looking at Mitchell Smith, the offensive lineman, wide receiver. I'm going to try to say this right. DeVarian Bonwell-Witt. All right, Braden Willems and a couple other 3-stars as well. 2025, Chase Lofton, who's an FSU commit. The, if I get this correct, a 4-star, 6'6", 215-pound tight end out of Omaha from Nebraska. Chase Lofton, number 2-ranked player in the state of Nebraska. Currently committed to Florida State. Florida State's not doing so great. There's a heavy, heavy thought that he's going to be flipping to the Huskers. Okay, it may just be a matter of time at this point is how a lot of people feel. And it's the only visit he's going to take at this point is to Lincoln. That seems to be a good sign as well. You look at the 2025 recruits, 4-star, number 8 defensive lineman in the country, number 84 overall prospect. Titan Davis is a guy to keep your eye on. Brain Bonner, 4-star, number 12 running back, number 20, 128 overall in the country. But we could possibly be getting a Bama flip as well. The rumor and innuendo are running wild, ladies and gentlemen. Dawson Merritt, 4-star linebacker, Alabama commit. Okay, he's the only player during the last bye week that Matt Rhule visited. Okay, and if you listen to On3 national recruiting expert, all right, can't even read my own freaking writing here. But if you listen to On3 national recruiting experts, they heavily expect him to flip to Nebraska at some point. All right, a lot of recruiting things going on. So just an FYI, Nebraska's, their coaching staff, their goal is to get these guys on campus 3 times. And in all reality, 2025 is like 90 to 95% locked up, that recruiting class. They're focusing on 2026 with eyes down the road to 2027 recruits as well. But their goal is to get these guys on campus 3 times, once in the season, once in the winter / spring, and then once in the summer as well. And basically, Rhule and his staff, they have had every single top commit or every single top recruit that you can find within the 500-mile radius within the Midwest. They've had them in. They've had them visit Lincoln. So they're doing everything they can. We'll keep an eye on Nebraska's recruiting this weekend and going forward. All right, I thought this was interesting. The top rushing defenses per play, taking into account opponent adjusted. I don't know what the opponent adjusted means, but top rushing defense per play, number 1, Ohio State, number 2, Tennessee, number 3, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's good at something, just not offense. Nebraska's at number 4. Number 4. Notre Dame's at number 5. Again, they got outrushed and outgained at home by Northern Illinois. I need to let that go. I just can't. All right, running back commit, who is currently committed to Nebraska, is having a heck of a senior season, 4-star running back commit. Connor Booth has had an unreal senior season on the ground so far. Check this out. 184 carries, 2,414 yards, 44 touchdowns, 13.1 yards per carry. Could he just share some of that with our running backs right now? That'd be much appreciated. All right, he is averaging a touchdown on 1 out of every 4 carries. Just something to be excited about as you start to look down the road in the future. Now, I'm going to give my prediction here shortly. Nebraska, UCLA, it's a 1-score game. I'm predicting a 1-score game. I don't really care if we win by 1 or 1,000. As long as we win, I don't really care. My prediction does include a 1-score game. And I know people are going to love this. But most 1-score loss since 2018, a.k.a. the Frost Advisory. This was texted to me, just FYI. The school with the most is Nebraska at 30, Arkansas 23, California 23, North Carolina 23, Iowa State 22. So there's 4 schools tied for 2 through 5. Nebraska's kind of far and away number 1 with 30. But we're going to, my point and the reason I bring that up is I've got a 1-score game this weekend. And if you didn't know, I'm already taking Nebraska to win. I'll give you the exact score prediction here. in just a minute. All right. See if I can give a couple of other things here real quick before we move on and give actual predictions. All right. This was at Husk Guys on Twitter. So shout out to him. Give him a follow. This is what he said. Nebraska has had 5 of its 19 completions on non-penalized plays gain fewer than 2 yards. Only 42 teams have had a higher rate of short completions in a game this season. During the season, 15.9% of Nebraska's completions have been for 2 or fewer yards. This is the 15th highest rate in the country. How is it not higher than that? All right, the screen passes are not working, and it is a dereliction of duty by Marcus Satterfield to keep calling them, end quote. That was at Husk Guys on Twitter. It was obviously his thoughts at the end, a lot of people's thoughts throughout, but I thought the stats were kind of interesting to say the least. All right. And here's an interesting stat when it comes to young quarterbacks in the NFL. Then we'll bring it back to the college ranks. When you think about guys that are highly drafted, highly touted, highly recruited in the NFL now, young guys, playing quarterback is hard. People ask me, what's the toughest thing to do in pro sports? Play quarterback. Number two, hit a freaking Major League Baseball. Even Deion Sanders, who played in the NFL and Major League Baseball, will tell you that baseball does funny things. All right, Anthony Richardson, most of you know, is 22, benched. Bryce Young, 23, benched. Trey Lance, 24, benched. Justin Fields, 25, benched. Will Levis, 25, benched. Zach Wilson, 25, benched. Not according to some moms. Mac Jones, 26, benched. Kenny Pickett, 26, benched. Yeah, I said it, Jake. Here's the thing. It's hard to play quarterback. And I snuck it in there real quick.
Yeah, you did. Good
job. Only some people will catch. That's okay. That was the point. It's really hard to play quarterback in the NFL despite how talented you are. And it's starting to become that way in college because college is becoming more and more like the NFL each and every single freaking day, ladies and gentlemen. We will eventually have 2 conferences, just not the AFC, NFC. They're going to be called the Big Ten, SEC. And then they're going to have pods, a.k.a. divisions. Jake and I chatted about this a month ago, an off-season conversation for another day. But I do predict that down the road. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Nebraska, UCLA. I'm trying to move quickly. This is a freaking loaded show. It always is. The Adam Carriker Show, The Loaded Show. All right. UCLA, Nebraska. UCLA looked by far their best. And I did a deep dive into the stats comparisons on yesterday's show here on the Adam Carriker Show. You can go back and check that out from yesterday. So I'm not going to do that today. My topical overview and final prediction is I don't like the UCLA's off a bye. I don't like that they looked really, really good in their last game versus Rutgers. I don't buy into their 2-5 record. I don't think they're that good. I don't know what to make of them is what I'm getting at. I don't think they're that bad is what I'm saying. They're 2-5. They looked really good their last game. They're coming off a bye. They're getting better throughout the year. But I don't think they're as bad as their 2-5 record due to the competition that they played. And I don't know what to make of them. And that makes me nervous. We're a touchdown favorite. The over-under, I believe, is 41. At least it was last time I looked. So for me, if Nebraska goes out and wins by 2 scores, I could see that happening. I really could. I could also see a rear-end ugly game where people are like, what's going on? And as long as we win, I don't care. I've got 23-17, because we make field goals now, 23-17 in a game that might be uglier than people would like it to be. All I'm going to see is that 6th win. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Penn State, Ohio State. I know there's other college football games this weekend, but we're going to focus on the 2 that matter, Nebraska, UCLA. And then second of all, Ohio State, Penn State. Now, the question is, it was posed to me, so I'm gonna talk about it here. Is who's got more pressure on him, James Franklin, Penn State's head coach, or Ryan Day, Ohio State's head coach? And I got to be honest, when I heard this, I was like, "Are you serious? Are you joking me?" Like, it's not even close. It's Ryan Day. Now I could see why James Franklin would have pressure on him because he never wins these games. So eventually, people get tired of that, and then they come down on a coach. But what's one more loss to him at this point? It's already baked into what you expect from him. It's Ryan Day. This is a guy that started on third base, a guy that's been under the hot seat since the day he took over for Urban Meyer. His most impressive thing he's ever done. Now, he was 15-4 versus ranked teams at one point. Lately, he's been 2-5, thanks to Michigan mostly, but 2-5. And the thing that most people remember him for being the most impressive thing he's done, what jumps into your mind immediately, Jake? There's only one game that jumps into my mind. I'm thinking of a game, not a win. Their college football playoff loss versus Georgia.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where they basically got dominated by Michigan. Hellfire and brimstone was coming their way, and they went out and they took Georgia to the wire. Really outplayed them. Really should have won. Did not. Georgia ends up, my God, they played TCU for some reason, national champion. Chip, thank you for that, Michigan. Thanks for not showing up in the Fiesta Bowl, but I digress. The point is, it's Ohio State. They spent $24 million on this roster. They have the talent to win. They have more experience on this roster than Georgia and Texas and, yes, even Oregon. The big question mark was their quarterback. Well, guess what they couldn't count on last game? They couldn't count on their, or against Oregon, they couldn't count on their defense, which I heard people call an NFL-caliber defense before the season. I didn't completely disagree. They've got the two of the best running backs in the entire country. They couldn't run the ball in Nebraska. It's Will Howard's arm, of all things. And I know he's been chastised for the slide versus Oregon, which ran out the clock, et cetera, et cetera. And I know people were like, oh, he was down with a second to go. When's the last time you saw a clock stop immediately? Immediately. It always runs a 1 or 2 seconds off. Why is this all of a sudden news now? I digress. I'm not pro or anti Ohio State in that conversation. I just don't get the big brouhaha over there should have been a second left. No, he slid with a second. 1 or 2 seconds always runs off. That's how it always is. Even if you call timeout, game ends. That is. It is what it is. But my point is simply this. When it comes to Ohio State, Penn State, before the season, I would have easily picked Ohio State. I picked them to win a national title. Penn State, all right, Drew Aller, it's unknown at this point in time if he's going to start, how much he's going to play. If he does play, I'm actually going to maintain that Bo Pribula, again, I've said it all week, the sophomore who came in and started the, or played the second half versus Wisconsin and actually ignited Penn State's offense to 3 touchdowns. They scored 4 in the game, 3 under him in the second half. He does something with his legs that Drew doesn't, and I don't think Drew's an elite passer. So I don't think the passing disparity is that big of a difference, and I think he brings something with his legs that Drew does not. I would actually start Bo. I don't think many people see it that way, and that's fine. Basically, what I'm saying is whoever starts a quarterback isn't that big a deal to me when I'm picking this game. The fact that their tight end, Tyler Warren, is really their only weapon, that scares me. And that makes me nervous. The fact that Ohio State's down to their third string left tackle, their starter was going to be a first round pick or second round at the latest. Now he's out. Then the backup guy goes out. Is he back this week? Do you know?
I'm not sure if they, based off what Jamari Butler was doing to him, I don't know if they want him out there.
Poor Jake. I just throw it to him randomly out of nowhere and expect him to know things. All right. At least I know the trivia challenge is coming. Bottom line, that left tackle spot makes me incredibly nervous. Penn State has a top 5, top 10 pick in Abdul Carter, rushing the passer, and then their other edge rusher, 5-star recruit, coming out of high school. That makes me nervous. That being said, Penn State is incapable of consistent big plays, and because of that, with very little to no confidence, I'm gonna predict Ohio State to win. What did I write down here? 24-21, which then I looked up the over-under was 46. So I guess I'm taking Penn State not to cover because they're favored by 3.5, 24-21 is my score prediction, and just in the under. All right. So those are my predictions for the day. Ryan Day is under a ton of pressure. You spend 24 mil. You have everything built around you that's been built around you. I think he's a good coach, but is he an elite coach? Is he that coach that's going to win a championship? You lose 2 games before November. Hellfire and Brimstone's coming his way. And honestly, I'm rooting for him. I really am, actually, just to be clear. But I couldn't believe when I was asked by a couple of people, who's got more pressure on him? I'm like, I don't even think this is close. It's Ryan Day. In my humble opinion, I could be wrong. Let me know in the text line. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'll be joined by former Blackshirt, former Husker, one of my former teammates, Mr. Philip Bland. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.